The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came, did Jesus homage, and said, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that very hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is one of the more fascinating stories in all of the Gospels, and yet it gets completely lost. Take a look at what's happening here. The people in that part of the world are very tribal, and their loves and their hates go back for centuries. In 1984, when I was on assignment in the Middle East, we went one day to a refugee camp in Jordan, and the people living there were Palestinians who had been displaced by the Israelis building on the West Bank, and the living conditions were abominable. They took us into a school, into a first grade classroom. And I don't care where you go in the world, all first graders are as cute as anything. And those 40 or 50 kids stood up, and in unison, they chanted to us three times, "Kill the Jews, kill the Jews." They're first graders. And that's how deep the hatred is ingrained in everybody. Now, in Jesus' time, the Israelis and the Canaanites hated one another. The Jews called the Canaanites dogs, and that's why Jesus uses the reference to throwing people's food to the dogs. And what we're encountering in this gospel is the human side of Jesus, which we rarely see. We're always exposed to the divine side, the miracle worker, the savior, etc. But today we see the human side. And what does his human side have? A prejudice against the Canaanites. But he changes his mind after he meets this woman. There are only two times in all of the Gospels where someone tells Jesus what to do. In this particular gospel, and when Mary tells Jesus to do something about the wine at the wedding feast of Canaan. And guys, just be aware, the only time anybody told God what to do and he did it, it was two women. We're living at a very strange moment in our history. America is deeply, deeply polarized and divided. There's an anger out there which is frightening in its scope and in its depth, and it's not a healthy anger. And maybe this gospel is a moment for you and I just to pull back and examine my own stereotypes. How do I look at someone whose skin is a different color than mine, or whose sexual orientation is different? How do I look at an immigrant who is simply trying to come here to escape poverty or violence and have a better life for his children? How do I look at the poor, the people who can't take care of themselves? Jesus changed his mind, so can you and I. Amen.